Number of announcements as we conclude our service today. You'll notice a new banner hanging in our church, and that was a gift brought by James from China during his visit. And it was calligraphied by James's father. And it reads, "Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." And so wonderful. Thank you for bringing that back, and wonderful to incorporate that into our worship space. Very appreciative, James. I don't think I need to remind us, but I will anyway. Next Saturday is a very special day in our life. We will be celebrating the ordination of Leonard as priest in the Church of God, 4:30 in the afternoon here. It's going to be an amazing, awesome celebration, and I hope that you'll be able to be here to be part of that wonderful celebration and for the reception that will follow. Next Sunday, at both 8 and 10:30, Leonard will be presiding for the first time at the celebration of the Eucharist. And so again, that will be a very special moment for him and for us as we join with him in that. So blessings this week, Leonard. Keeping Leonard in prayer, I have told Leonard that once Tuesday finishes, I don't want to see him till Saturday. He is on retreat. And he's noted, and he's not going to be present around here because he will be spiritually making himself ready for that wonderful day and that wonderful celebration. In your bulletins, you've got an insert reminding you of the Parish Lenten Quiet Day coming up. It's on a Saturday, February the 13th, at 9:30 till 3 here. Father David Hoops is going to be leading us in some reflecting on a contemplative rhythm for Lent. There is a sign-up sheet, I believe, in the narthex. And if not, let me know if you plan to attend, just for numbers' sake, so that we can be prepared. I think it's going to be a wonderful day and a great way to begin the season of Lent. Jeff has something from the Sunday school to share with us. You want me to? Uh-oh. He's not going to ask you to do anything, I don't think. Why don't you use the mic here, Jeff?
Okay, today we learned about Jeremiah in today's class and how God asked him to go out and do his work for him, and also that Jeremiah was told that God would always be with him. So on this board here we have squares, and it took me a while to get it out of the kids, but squares have parallel lines. One line is the child, one line is God. So what we've done here is we've got five squares, and then four of them are the kids' handprints. The fifth one, Mark should be able to answer.
Oh, dear.
Somebody out here should be able to answer. Who is always with us that we cannot get a handprint from?
God.
God.
Okay.
So the fifth square is God's handprint. So he is, and all the squares are joined, so God is always with us.
Great. Thank you for sharing with us, Jeff, what the kids were doing in Sunday school.
They have a smaller version of this.
And they have a smaller version of this to take home. I think this is really important that we do get someone coming up once in a while and saying, this is what the kids are doing. And it helps us to know and to be connected and the kids to be connected with us. So thank you, Jeff. And thank you to Kathy as well, wherever she is. Down with the kids for all the work she does. And Leonard was out with the kids in Sunday school today as well. The day that we've been waiting for has arrived, which means there's work to do as well. Our refugees arrived on Friday. They were in a hotel, and Max and Eileen have met them, and they are going actually immediately after church to transport them to the first place where they will be living for a short period of time. We pray for them as they make their time of settlement and as they make this home. We pray for those who will work with them, and Max wanted to say a couple of words.
Thank you very much, Mark. We try to do everything that we can when we have families arriving to prepare for them. And we obviously had all the preparations ready for the family. We lease an apartment, and the lease starts in the first of March. Fortunately for the family, but fortunately for us, they arrived on Friday. So we arrived.
Great. Maybe you could talk to him after. Okay.
Thank you very much, Max and Eileen, for the work that you're doing lately. They have to go right after church and greet the people to take them to their next place. But take some time over the next couple of weeks to talk to Max and Eileen, who have interacted with them. Because they can give you their impressions of what they've experienced, which I've said to Eileen this morning must be a very sacred and holy time to be able to be with these individuals at this time. Eileen, just remind me, pancake breakfast next Sunday, there are tickets available, and Eric is going to be selling them in the narthex after church. Geraldine.
Yes.
Potluck supper happening after the ordination next week. Please see Colleen. She needs contributions of food, but she also, I think, needs help. And speak to her if you can help at all throughout the day on Saturday, in the preparation time, but also in the time during and after. It's going to be a wonderful event. People from other churches are going to be contributing as well, but we need to make sure that there's a fair response from St. George on Young. And I know that our dinners are a great success and many wonderful things. So please talk to Colleen following the service.
Our recessional hymn is...